Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. We're going to continue talking about gifts of the Spirit and about how we must never allow fear to cause us to quench the Holy Spirit. Now, we're reading a passage in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, where Paul exhorted Timothy to fan into flame, he said, the gift of God that is in you, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so it sounds like that Timothy had allowed the gift of God in him to become dormant and inactive. And the reason was because of his timidity, because of his fear and pulling back. Now, sometimes, you know, it can be challenging, especially maybe it's more so for different personalities. But I think especially for all of us when we're new and in the things of God and learning to walk with God, it can be more so because we will have these questions. Is this me or is this God? And, you know, here's the thing. You see, when the Holy Spirit moves you or me or anyone, moves us to do something or to say something, there will be significant, even miraculous results. I remember this happened years ago, but I was in a church service, and it's years ago when Sue and I were planting a new congregation in Eastern Canada. And this particular night, I had preached, and then I invited people to come forward for prayer. And there were a number of people came forward, and I was going along and laying hands on them and praying for them. And one man that I started to pray for, and I was, for the most part, I was asking people what they wanted God to do for them, why they had come forward for prayer. And this one man said that he wanted to stand in for his wife. She was at home sick. So as I laid my hands on him and started to pray, I heard the Holy Spirit saying, now when I say heard, I don't mean that I heard an audible voice, but I had this clear, very clear sense inside, this impression with these words, tell him to go home and tell his wife she's healed. Wow. Tell him to go home and tell his wife she's healed. Now, even though outwardly I'm praying, all this time there's this conversation going on between my head and my heart. I sense this is the Holy Spirit telling me this, but then my mind is saying, yes, but what if she's got something really serious wrong with her? You know, if she's just stayed home because she's got a headache, then hey, no problem saying go home and tell her she's healed because it's probably the headache will go away anyway. But he didn't tell me what her sickness was. And so my mind is saying, but what if she's got terminal cancer? And you tell him to go home and tell his wife she's healed. Well, here's the thing, folks. If God is saying it, terminal cancer is no more to God than a headache. There's a passage in Jeremiah says, is anything too hard for the Lord? But in the Hebrew, the word too, T-O-O, is not there. It literally says, is there anything hard for the Lord? No, there's nothing hard for the Lord. But you know, I allowed fear to cause me to pull back. And I didn't tell him, at that time anyway, what I heard in my heart the Holy Spirit saying. And I went on praying with other people. And then we were wrapping up the service and so on. But you know, that would not go away. That stayed in my heart. And I knew that if I did not say those words to him, I was going to be missing God. So just before the benediction, right at the end of the service, I said, Jim, I feel the Lord is telling me to tell you something. I feel the Lord is telling me to tell you to go home and tell your wife she's healed. Wow. Now, I didn't even ask him after the service, what was wrong with her. I did not follow up. I did not contact him or her that week to find out anything. I just left it in the hands of God. But later that week, I think it was probably around Wednesday, just a couple, 2 or 3 days later, I happened to run into her out and about. And she was so excited. She said, "You know what you said to Jim to tell me?" I said, "Oh yeah, I remember that. I told him to come home and to go home and tell you that you're healed." And then she began to tell me, which some things I didn't know, that she had a pinched nerve in her jaw for some time. I think it was several months. And she had been to several doctors. And she had been prescribed different medication, but nothing would take away the pain. And she said, "Sometimes the pain is so intense that I just roll my eyes in my head and I'll begin to vomit and throw up because of the pain." She said, "But when Jim came home and told me what you said," she said, "I went to my medicine cabinet and I cleared out all the medication and I threw it in the garbage." Now, I didn't tell her to do that. And I would never tell anyone to do that. She did that on her own. When she heard those words, I mean, it lit a fire in her. It lit a fire of faith in her. And she said, I took all my medicine. I threw it in the garbage. She said, "The pain left and it hasn't been back." Wow. I'm so glad I followed through and obeyed what God said. And so, yes, we have to be bold. We must not let fear cause us to pull back from stepping out in faith and doing and saying what the Holy Spirit prompts us to do or to say. Now, I'm going to read that passage again. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 6 and 7, and that little testimony gives you an idea of what Paul is saying to Timothy. Because you see, it is the Holy Spirit on the inside of us that brings life. You remember Jesus said in John 7, 37 through 39, he said, "Whoever is thirsty, let him or her come to me and drink. Whoever believes on me, out of his or her belly or innermost being will flow rivers of living water." You see, these manifestations of the Holy Spirit, they bring life, they bring healing. I could never have caused that to happen in that woman. Only the Holy Spirit can do those sorts of things. Yeah, we try to institutionalize the healing ministry, and we try to make it into a system and a formula and something that we can just show others how to do and duplicate. No, my friends, it really doesn't work that way. We must learn to flow with the Holy Spirit. We must sensitize ourselves to the Holy Spirit and flow with Him. So let me read this passage again. In closing, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. "Therefore I remind you," and please, Paul was writing this, a personal letter to his young protege, Timothy, "but receive this as God speaking to you right now. Therefore I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you," Paul said, "through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, a spirit of timidity, a spirit of cowardice." No, those sorts of things are not from God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, Paul said. But He has given us a spirit of power. The Greek word is dunamis, from which we get dynamo and dynamite. God has given us a spirit of power. And love, Greek word agape, and of a sound mind, or literally a spirit of self-control. Oh, my friends, what a powerful exhortation. If the church would follow this simple exhortation, if pastors Because you see, gifts of the Spirit are not just for pastors and preachers. It's for the church. It's for all of God's people. It's not just for a church meeting. It's for out in the marketplace. It's to help us in life in general. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Father, I thank you for every person listening. I pray that the gift that you've already, or gifts that you have already put within them, I pray that they will be fanned into a flame and that they will respond in faith when they sense the promptings, the manifestations of your Holy Spirit, that they will flow with those promptings and see mighty things accomplished for the glory of our God and in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, E-D-D-I-E-H-Y-A-T-T. If you'd like to be in touch with me, my email is there. A lot of resources that will help you in your walk with the Lord. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.